CMS officials have received lots of complaints from parents this year about buses being late getting their children to and from school. They blame it on a shortage of drivers. Today, a pay raise for all district bus drivers was announced as a way to recruit and retain more drivers. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Effective this month, the starting pay for CMS bus drivers will go from $12.87 an hour to $15. School officials say about 700 drivers were making less than that amount. Longtime drivers who were paid $15 an hour or more will get a 50 cents an hour raise. Jamilia Bigby has been driving for CMS for 10 years. She's one of about 300 veteran drivers who will receive the 50 cents boost in pay.
When my specialist announced it over the radios, people came back and was, you know, like, thank you, we appreciate it. You know, like, they were really excited.
CMS has 67 bus driver vacancies. Adam Johnson, the district's director of transportation, says he's hired 105 drivers since August 1st, but 94 left for higher paying jobs during that same time frame.
With this $15 an hour starting pay, that will place us in the position to become certainly competitive with other driving jobs. It will also put us as the top district in the state for starting pay.
The driver shortage is also contributing to buses being late. CMS officials say in the morning they are on schedule 92% of the time, but only 82% in the afternoons when they have more riders. Parents have criticized bus officials for not answering their phones when they call about delays. Wendy Parker manages CMS's Garinger bus facility.
We definitely understand why parents are discouraged and frustrated, but we're trying to run an operation with a shortage of drivers with one person in the office trying to maintain and answer the phone calls.
Parker says the other office workers are often filling in as drivers. Director Johnson says between the vacancies and driver absences, they often have to cover about 100 buses, which contributes to route delays.
With our lead drivers and folks that we have, as well as me, we can only probably cover about 50 to 60 of those. We have to split the routes up. Buses may have to double back.
CMS officials hope with the pay raise they will fill the vacancies, retain more drivers, and have fewer delays on routes. They have 50 people beginning training this week, and with the pay increase, they predict more will sign up for the next classes in November. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.